Hey guys, welcome to Bonus Thoughts. My name is Kevin Prescott, and sitting across from me is the John Lash.
Hello, hello.
And last Sunday he preached online.
Online.
On Revelation 3 and explained to us the importance of being either hot or cold. Of course, if you weren't able to watch it online last Sunday.
There we go.
You'll be able to watch it on our YouTube page, or you can listen to it on this podcast. Just make sure you subscribe. John, what were the bonus thoughts from last Sunday?
Yeah, so I preached the record shortest I think I have maybe ever preached in my life.
It was miraculous.
Yeah, it was borderline miraculous. This, by the way, I have learned is what happens when you get me preaching in a giant empty building. Calvary Fort Lauderdale was kind enough to let us record as we continue to get our infrastructure set to do church online here at the Hub, or kind of recording in our own space. And so 28 minutes was a record for me. So praise the Lord. He is the miracle worker and the way maker. I did have plenty of bonus thoughts as a result of that, whittling down that sermon to its core essentials. I shared one story about an experience, and sort of if you missed, the general thought was from Revelation. Jesus says, I wish you were hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. A lot of us are like, what if we could be penned in the scripture? That's not where you want to be penned in the scripture. And so I remember talking with Missionary Benson. This is a story that I didn't have time to share in there, but I remember talking with Missionary Benson one time, and he was a guy, one of our missions partners that we support. He's a Kenyan from sort of northern Kenya, which is in East Africa, and he does some stuff working throughout the Turkana region. And so he met Jesus. There was a priest that was traveling through. It's a really rough, tough area, rolling drought, all sorts of famine. And so the Catholic priest was there for just a little bit of time and then took off. He's like, this is crazy. I can't handle this, but left him a Bible. He met Jesus, starts reading through the Bible, says, man, we're supposed to go and share with other people about Jesus, starts going. And so they've kind of begun this ministry really Book of Acts style. I mean, walks right through the desert. It's wild. And so he's like, so what we do is we go to these like warring tribes that have had these like, as long as they can remember, generation after generation of feuding. He's like, we go to these, we take one tribe, they go to the next tribe, and if they don't kill them, they ask them, why are you here? And then we talk about Jesus, and we do bridge building and reconciliation, and eventually some people will become Christians, followers of Jesus, and then we'll train them up to go to the next community, and if they don't kill them, then we'll plant churches. I'm like, I mean, that's basically our church planting strategy in North America too. I mean, that's what we do. That's how we roll.
Right.
And I just remember just being challenged. And I was talking with someone the other day, and I'm like, I think that's, by the way, how the majority of the family of God, like Christians, it's not just an American or North American thing. It's the global body of Christ, the family of God. That's the way our brothers and sisters around the world have been conceptualizing their faith and the way their faith impacts their life to live as Christ and to die as gain for as long as we know. I mean, some of them for their entire faith journey, their entire life. And so I think the unique moment here in our context is we are, out of the absence of persecution, really for the first time ever, having to wrestle with legitimate concerns of imminent possible death.
Right.
Like that's where this thing's serious. You know, we're social distancing, or I like to say physical distancing, right? Because people need connection now more than ever. We can't do it in person. Kevin and I are very appropriately, if you could see us, we are very appropriately 6+ feet apart right now.
I mean, he's literally across the room right now.
I'm yelling at him with this microphone. You know, so we've got to do things to distance ourselves, but I think we're feeling this, like my life, my health could be legitimately threatened. I could be done at any moment. And so I think it's running us up against this real fear of death, which grips humanity, but which is not biblically supposed to grip a Christian. Like, this is where Colossians is like, hey, great news. You died.
Right.
Your life is hidden with Christ in God. Like, there is, I was talking with someone, and I was basically like, hey, I think if we play our cards right, God works all things for good, even hellish, horrible things like this virus. If we play our cards right, there could be a robustness that comes to the American church out of this experience because the fear of death has been conquered. We've looked at it in the faith and we've said, wait a sec. This is the boogeyman that's always been in my closet that I'm like, oh my gosh, what about my kids? God is the father to the fatherless. That's what about your kids. Oh my gosh, what about my 401k? Man, to live, like, store up treasures in heaven. Like, this could be the moment where right. we're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Jesus is worth everything. And as long as I'm walking in obedience to him, I'm invincible. And as soon as right. It's my time anyway. So what am I going to sit right. in fear for? And I think on a level where I don't want to be insensitive, even to any of our listeners right now who are feeling, this is the idea of hot or cold, right? I don't want to be insensitive, cold water, refreshing, peace. But at the same time, that hot water of like, hey, this is our crew. And and I'm praying, Kevin. I'm praying for our church family. I'm praying for the family of God here, especially in our country, in our context, that this new feeling of life being fragile and like a vapor, which is always what it is, but we feel it now, that it would propel us into greater faith and a real appropriate peace and a not loving our lives even unto death. Not that we wish death, but we're like, we don't fear it either. We're like, Jesus, I'm yours.
Right, right. No, it was good. Fear. That's actually a word that's been on my mind a lot in the past 2-3 weeks. Someone had a word for me the other day. They just felt like the Holy Spirit was talking about, Kevin, you're fearing the wrong things. And so that drawed me into a sermon that I listened to probably 2 years ago. It was this guy, you know, and he was talking about the fear of the Lord and how, you know, he's like, fear of the Lord is not like you go see The Conjuring and there's this huge jump scare and you throw your popcorn on the person you came with you.
Sure.
But fear of the Lord is this idea of reverence and understanding how indescribable God is, which is almost an oxymoron in that sentence of like, you cannot fully understand God, but you're trying to understand that you can't understand him.
Sure.
You know, and you know, Billy Graham writing in his book, The Journey, you know, we need to realize that when you understand the grandeur of God and how powerful he is and how in control he is, when you fear the Lord, you come to understand that perfect love casts out all fear.
Yeah.
And that, and again, that doesn't mean that, you know, we don't wash our hands.
Sure.
That doesn't mean that, you know, we need to start having huge football games again in this season.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that.
Yeah.
But what it means is
we're moving our whole church online for a reason, walking in wisdom.
Yeah. Right, right, right. We walk in wisdom, we submit to authority. If the authority says, hey, this is, you know, what we need to do health wise, then that will, it's simple. That's what we do. However, with that being said, when the enemy tries to come at us with these thoughts of, oh man, you're gonna be unemployed. What are you going to do financially? Oh, man, you know, the loneliness. You need to do something real dumb because you're lonely right now. All of those.
Yeah.
No. I fear the Lord. I'm going to obey his commands. And I realize that his perfect love is going to cast out all my other fears in this situation. So with all that being said, last week was our first week with church online. John, tell us how it went.
Yeah. No, it was. I put something to all the leaders. Like, it was. I was so, so happy with the way that our staff and our team were able to walk through everything. I mean, like, everything from the staff team. So Kevin, his tech crew. I mean, it took so much energy to pivot, as you can imagine, in 10 days from we've never had an online service in our lives to here we go, produced and recorded.
Real quick,
obviously,
John,
we had a lot of different help.
Can I do a quick shout out to Elise, Greg, and Joy Trex, and Jamie Ricketts, and Aisha, who came in on Saturday and Sunday and was helping me piece together this whole church online experience that we had never done before. Shout out to the tech team. Sometimes you guys don't get shout outs. I'm shouting out to you guys right now.
For sure. Came in at different times. All right. We kept the numbers low. Don't worry. but no, it was great, man. Brandon McConnell, who helped. He's a web developer who helped pull everything together on the website. I mean,
that beautiful countdown clock that you guys see was Brandon McConnell.
Yeah, thank you, Brandon. So just it was a whole team of people that came together to really make things happen. And I was just super happy. I think what I've seen in our church and in the church at large is it's just forced us to innovate. It's like, you know, it's funny. I was talking with Pastor Robbie, who's one of my mentors. He's the executive pastor of Greenhouse in Gainesville. And I was driving by, this was like a week and a half ago. I was driving by and the golf course was filled.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, I got work seeping through my eyeballs right now. I can't even imagine playing golf. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, how in the world? And I was like, oh, wait a second. In the rest of the world, at least a week ago, things moved so quick. People were like, I'm not working. All right. Like, in our space, it's unique because this is our job. This is our calling, is to help in the midst of crazy times, difficult times, challenging right. times. And so to watch our whole staff, to watch really our whole church press into that need. I mean, we jumped in. I think we'll talk about it. We moved all our micro churches online because we're like, social distancing or physical distancing is what we have to do. But people are going to feel isolated and alone, right. and they need to be reminded that they're not, that God is with them, right. and they have family in Jesus. And so, I mean, to watch, I was talking with Christine, who's our breakthrough director,
right.
and probably about Thursday of last week, I felt this, like, strangely familiar feeling. I'm like, part of me is like, goodness, this is a lot. And part of me is like, this is kind of exhilarating. What is this feeling? And I was like, right. oh, wait. This feeling is what it feels like to plant a church. Like, just to be something. Clear, yeah. if you are a leader in the faith community, maybe you're a business leader and you've had to what we have had to do is replant Greenhouse Church in 10 days, which is nuts. So thankful to Jesus for his grace. So thankful to our team and all of our leaders in our church for just making that pivot out of love for God and love for people. It's been pretty amazing. And the Church Online service, I think, went really great. So if you missed it, check it out. Join us this week. We'll do the services at 9:30 and 11:30. At least we'll start there for the next month. We might add things or shift things. But pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it was great. We had between the two services, we had about 175, 180 unique visitors, which if you kind of think about it, you know, two people per household.
That's like the estimate they give you.
The estimate, you know, usually per unique visitor. We had basically our church show up
online. We had our church online, which is really cool.
Which was amazing, and it was just so cool to see. Like, even though it's kind of weird that you're watching John through the TV and you don't get to sit in, you know, the auditorium and watch him live, this matters so much to us that we're going to continue to show up anyway.
This matters so much to us that I preached my heart out to no one.
Right.
That was the weirdest feeling in the world. I'm like, come on, church! And I'm looking out at, like, empty chairs everywhere. I'm like, I think a little part of me died in that moment, but I'm like, I love Jesus, I love you guys, so we'll keep doing it.
So it wasn't just Sunday that was successful. John, micro churches, and not just, apparently there's a great story in the movement in Gainesville, but just micro churches in general this last week, what were some of the numbers?
Yeah, so in general, every single micro church that we have was up in attendance, and they all met online. So I think, and if you asked me, like, thinking of the story of Joseph, which I think is a great parallel for this weird, unique moment where realistically it feels like sometimes, especially the sky is falling, right?
Right.
God worked all of the horribleness of, there it was a famine, you know, here we kind of got like a plague almost going on, there was a famine, and yet God worked it for salvation, for redemption, and so I'm looking at this like my neighbor, I don't know if Mike listens to this, but my neighbor and his wife got to jump on in our micro church, and they'd been wanting to come, but he's, you know, it just gives people, A, people have the time right now, and B, people are looking for a supportive, hope-filled environment to be a part of. And and so if you're listening right now, Greenhouse family, and you're in a micro church and you guys are meeting online, go ahead and invite some people. Like, I just did a simple little on my Facebook, like, hey guys, we got this micro church. It's a place where we're talking about faith and God. And if you'd love to join, you know, you can join online, just message me. And I had a bunch of people message me like, hey, I want to join. So I just think right now, God, while the enemy and the virus is working in all sorts of evil ways, God is always working for good. And so if you are Greenhouse Church family and you haven't jumped into an online microchurch, man, do it this week. It was, my wife and I lead one. It was just great just to connect with people again. I'm like, oh, I missed you guys. This is so good. And if you're not, and you're like, man, I'd love to find out about that, you can find it out on our website. Just look under microchurches, and you can find the list and get all the info there. But yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Right. No, I was having my meeting with Robert, and I brought it up. And I was like, microchurches, so how are we doing? And he was like, he was telling a story in Gainesville. The first week, like, 9 new people showed up.
Yeah, one of the microchurch leaders in Gainesville just put on her, like, Instagram Live. She's like, hey, on her story. Like, hey, I'm going to be doing this. And yeah, because people are just, we're home. I mean, we're home. Yeah. It's like, how much of the news can you watch? There's no sports on. I've done Netflix already more than I would like to admit. And, you know, here I am. What's going on? And so,
And final touching story. My mother was watching the live stream on Sunday. And, you know, online microchurches. And she knows one of my good friends, who she really loves, leads a microchurch. So she was like, hey, Kevin, I want to go to Andrew's microchurch.
That's awesome.
So here she is all the way up in D.C.
That's awesome.
And is going to be a part of Andrew's microchurch this week. Alrighty, John. So this Sunday, what are we talking about?
So I have been sort of chewing on the sermon for this Sunday since last week. I had it in my message. I'm like, I got to preach 28 minutes, 30 minutes or under, so I can't do it. There's a lot of conversation, I think rightly so, in our hearts as the people of God. Man, how can we pastor our community? How can we love our city? How can we be, like, and I think that is the heartbeat of God. Jesus, in his infinite wisdom, has actually preordained and laid out for us how we start doing that. Yeah. And I'm going to talk about that this Sunday.
Awesome.
Who are we called to be as his church, and what does that look like?
Alrighty, guys. That's all the time that we have today for Bonus Thoughts. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. And don't forget, we will see you
online.
You can find it on the website, the media tab, all the way to the right. Click that, then click live stream. We'll be joining you guys online at 9:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. on Sunday. We look forward to seeing you.
That's it. See you there.